This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left defines us quite often, so I think that we should be defining them. So I have a few things I'd like to toss your way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So let's start off with a couple of easy ones, okay? If you are pro-abortion, then you have this thing that the left likes to call hidden racism. You don't really know that it's there, but it is. It's through your actions, the unknown actions, your unwitting actions, and you need to understand this. So, if you are pro-abortion, then you are a racist who likes to kill mostly brown and black babies, which could go to say that you like tormenting black women, black and brown women. So, you're also a misogynist, too. So when somebody brings up the argument of you being pro-life, say, yes, I am pro-black and brown woman. Hear me roar. And they go, what are you talking about? You go, well, don't women die during these procedures? Yeah. Do they have other traumas that happen during these procedures? Yes, they do. And oh, by the way, who's what happens in this procedure? It's mostly black and brown babies who are dying. So therefore, you're a racist and I'm not. You're a racist and a misogynist. How you like it so far? Again, welcome, newbies, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you think that I'm being, Kevin, you're being over the top. No, I'm not. Go look at the statistics. If 41% of the babies, and this is a fact, of abortions are being done to black women who represent 13% of the population, so 300% more abortions occur in the black community are being done by these black women, it makes me wonder, what is your ultimate goal? What is it that you have against black babies? I mean, couldn't the argument be waged? Of course it could. It's the only reason you would wage the argument is you have the statistics to back it up. We have the statistics on our side. Why aren't we backing it up? Now, as you listen to me, I want you to understand this is the type of food for thought you need to take into your ongoing battles with leftists. When they tell you that they're pro-choice, you just tell them what they're saying. So, pro-choice. I heard a guy on the radio say the pro-choice movement is a hidden racist hidden movement of racists that do not like black and brown children. And they want to eradicate black and brown children. And, oh, by the way, statistically, do you realize that if there had been no abortion laws, blacks alone would be 36.5% of the population. Are you aware of this? Hidden racist. Hidden misogynist. Those are real numbers, by the way. You want another one? Here's one. If you like the education system in America as it is, then you are a racist who hates black and brown people. You want to know how I know? Because I know the statistics. I know the number of blacks and Latinos that drop out are always the lead in almost any part of the country. Even when blacks and Latinos don't make up the overwhelming number of folks at the schools, they still per capita are almost always number one and number two in the dropout ratios. So if you've got a systematic problem that no matter what the demographic makeup is of a location, and it's mostly black and Latinos dropping out of the system that everybody's paying into, what's that tell you? Well, what it tells me is the education system hates black and brown people. And if you're for it, if you like it the way it is and you don't want to change it, Mr. Teachers Union, then I have something for you. I know that what you're doing is destructive, because if you wanted to fix it, wouldn't it exist better somewhere? Couldn't you say, you know, why is it in 99% of the locations, black and brown kids are the ones who drop out at the highest rate, have the worst grades, etc.? It's not DNA. So it must be something you're doing. Maybe it's institutional racism. If you're for open borders, then you are a racist misogynist who enjoys watching brown women and children be sex trafficked and brutalized sexually. Yeah, it's really that simple. If you are for open borders, then you are partially responsible for the 750 migrants, give or take, who die each year just trying to get to this country. The deaths of those people are on you, because if we closed our borders, those people wouldn't be dying. So you apparently like watching these migrants die. You apparently like brown women from Central and Mexico, Central America and Mexico. You apparently watching the rape tree that have their panties there, where these coyotes and all these guys gang rape these women multiple times before they even see America. That is, if they get to see it, because they probably will die. Some of them get here. These people claim they're for, let's stop human trafficking. Well, if you're going to stop human trafficking, why don't you begin at our border? You're human trafficking. You're inviting people to travel thousands of miles to get to us for freedom that isn't even freedom. It's no longer freedom. You hear what I'm saying? What else you want to cover? You got another topic for me? You want to talk gun control? If you're for gun control, you're a racist who hate black people. Because the crime is mostly centered in black communities. They are the people who need guns the most, and you're preventing them most of the time from getting guns. And they write these little onerous laws, these little things like, oh, if you've ever been in a domestic violence deal. Well, what can you be in domestic violence for now? Striking your child, striking a mate, striking a family member, many things. There are so many young black men and women who have domestic misdemeanor, I think it's like a C misdemeanor on their records, and they cannot own a firearm if you have that on your record. It's not a felony. Oh, because, somebody might, just been killed, with a mate killed another mate. And so, well, we've got to really protect these mates. These significant others must be, these baby mamas, they got to be protected. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? We white folks need to do it. Yeah, these white racists. Gun control is black people control. That's what I call it, because that's what it is. So, give me your topic. Be thinking about it before the next segment. Because I'm going to tell you something. I've looked at all these problems. The problems we face have nothing to do with us. They have to do with leftism. That's America and the world's biggest problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mitch talked about this the other day, and I don't know, it ended up getting shelved a bit, but it's worth discussing again, and it has to do with this Ime Udoku scandal. We discussed it the other day under the context of the NBA, the woke NBA, the Black Lives Matter painted on the floor NBA, the fist-raising, take-a-knee NBA that has guys like Big Mouth, LeBron James, and Stephen Curry talking about police brutality over something that they know nothing about. When the police pull these Negroes over, they ask for autographs. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And I said at the time, I said, listen, there's more to this story than meets the eye. There's the obvious racism of firing your coach, or I should say, suspending him for a year over an infidelity that has nothing to do with the sport. No, I mean, you can say, well, she was the girl he screwed around with, or messed around with was a worked for the team. So you got to do something there. Well, I hope they fired her, too, if we're going to get in all Me Too about it. But it should have been a private matter. And so why did they publicly do this to a black coach who's got a very black-ish name, Ime Udoka? And I don't know, as I said, I don't know whether Boston's doing really good or really poorly. Doesn't matter to me. I just find it strange. Because as many people say when I start telling this story, they go, Kevin, you think he's the only guy messing around in the league? No, I don't. I would be naive to believe that. The NBA, geez, I tell you guys stories of, you know, hanging out with some big-name NBA stars. Some of you know people I've talked about. I don't want to say their names because I don't need to out my friends. But I've been in their hotel rooms where the groupies are there and with the little mulatto kids. And you're going, is that his or is that like somebody else's? Or it's just really strange. A different lifestyle. Many women will tell you, oh, look, if you're going to marry a professional athlete, you know what you're getting into. It's like marrying a celebrity. You know, one of these guys is going to make a movie. Every time they have a different leading man or different leading woman in Hollywood, divorces occur. Oh, I worked 2 years on this movie with Angelina Jolie. Really? I'm shocked that you would want to marry her after working 2 years in close proximity with her where everybody is at their best. Makeup. In or, you know, food and personal trainers and, you know, none of life's consequences. You're not dealing with the kids every day and sick babies and throwing up and all that. It's all glamour and glitz. It's easy then. It's not easy when somebody's taking care of a sick butt. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, this Ime Udoka, there was a guy's name is Matt Barnes. He believes that the Ime Udoka scandal is an even bigger bombshell than currently known. I read this, and they repeat it. The Celtics have suspended Udoka, who led the team to the NBA Finals in his first year as a head coach, for at least he's suspended for the 2022 to 2023 season. So that already speaks to this. He's a good coach. Apparently, he led him to the finals. Now, that doesn't mean he's not living on the muscle memory of another coach. I don't know. Don't know, don't care. I still find it interesting that the woke NBA would dare do this to a black coach, which is why it caught my eye. He had a consensual affair with a team employee, and they then said that he made unwanted comments towards the woman, which confuses me a bit. Which is it? Unwanted comments or a consensual affair? This guy's name is Matt Barnes, though. He commented, and Matt Barnes is a journeyman basketball player who's made a lot of teams, probably as a 12th man. Never going to be your starter, comes off the bench rarely, but it's good enough to get into the game, into the NBA. Not going to make a fortune, but certainly no money to scoff at. And he made this comment. Since I'm part of the media now, I try not to be like everybody. Well, let me let you hear him say it. Here's what he says.
They won't come out and say it. And since I'm a part of the media now, and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty, and I clearly have to say last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense, and after finding out the facts after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep, it's messy, it's 100 times uglier than any of us thought, and that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back, and it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details, and it is deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. Hope everyone gets through this. And I saw a lot of blogs picked up what I said, even though it was only on my page for like 2 minutes. So hopefully they picked this up too, for me being wrong and jumping out there without the facts. So that's where I'm going to leave it.
He says it's not his place to tell you what happened. happened. He's on to some stuff. I try to report and talk with facts and honesty. And I clearly have to say, without knowing all the facts, I spoke in Udoku's defense. But now he says, after finding out all the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this is deep, it's messy, 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said. So now he wants to correct the record. Let me take this thing back. Who does this? What is happening here? What else has this guy done? Is he a serial harasser? See, when I listen to these leftists, this is a guy. Look, I don't know Ime Udoka. He's Steve Nash's guy out of New Jersey, assistant coach. Is he a good guy, bad guy? Don't know, don't care. But I know this. The NBA is throwing a dude kicking him to the curb, and he's Obama-like. This is the dude who's dating Nia Long, his fiance. She's a Hollywood icon. They got a kid together. What would make him do that, throw all this away? And to the point where Matt Barnes says, this is 100 times uglier than any of us thought. What are we going to find out? Are we going to find out this dude is a Kobe Bryant and he's messing around with girls with the hotel room help? You know, the hotel help, the ladies that clean the rooms? Isn't that what Kobe ended up buying his wife a 10-carat diamond ring over? I told you guys, there's something more to it. He doesn't want to talk about it. He calls himself a journalist, says he wants to give you the truth, and when he's confronted with the ability to give you the truth, he obfuscates. He says, you know what, I'm going to just leave it alone. I honestly can't wait to get to the bottom of this. For any other reason than just to tell you, this is leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
So I guess this thing they're calling DART hit an asteroid, and it proved that we're able to triangulate on something moving at an extraordinary rate of speed. I forget what they said per second. But it's outrageous how fast this thing is. The best minds on the planet, got together on this whole task. And then I watched the last few seconds of this thing track down the asteroid and land on it, which apparently means in the event that an asteroid is headed towards Earth, we can explode it. We could nuke it and push it out of orbit or something like that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, in other words, there's a new way to save the Earth. No more need for Hollywood movies about comets or asteroids hitting the Earth and destroying everything in it. We can now all live forever. Well, except for climate change and, of course, leftism and all the crime that's involved with all that stuff. But, we're going to live forever. What was that Freddie Mercury song? Who wants to live forever? It was not quite sung like that, but I think you get the point. I wouldn't want to live forever. I don't think the Earth is going to care one way or the other. Now, the people on it, the inhabitants, we will. But it is what it is. Is this a big deal? I guess it's a big deal. Scientifically, I get it. I do, because I know what it takes to triangulate on something like that. And, because it's obios of art. The minute you try to pinpoint an object in space, well, you can't because it's already moved. And in this case, it's moved very fast. So you're having to sort of triangulate on where you think it's going to be at a particular instance, and that's where you do something with it. Anyway, interesting stuff. I want to move on because I found a really cool story, one that really grabbed my attention, and it has to do with Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg. He's losing money. They said for the first time since 2015, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg isn't one of the 10 richest people in America. Zuckerberg has lost more than half his fortune, a staggering $76.8 billion since September of 2021, dropping him from number 3 on the Forbes 400 list of the U.S. wealthiest people to number 11, worth $57.7 billion on this year's list, which used stock prices from September the 2nd. Zuck trails Walmart heir Jim Walton, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and other tech moguls such as ex-CEO ex-Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer and Google founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page. No one in America has lost as much money over the past year as Zuckerberg. I give you great news. Zuckerberg is taking it in the short. So what is that? $76.8 billion down to $57.7 billion. So he's down $19.1 billion over what it was before. $19.1 billion, not million. My buddy spent $19 million in an election cycle that he lost, and I felt bad for him. Zuckerberg lost $19 billion, and I don't feel bad at all. I told you guys, I said, I hope, and I don't mean this in a karma way, because Zuckerberg's getting what he deserves. But I made the comment, I hope Zuckerberg gets what he deserves. This is the guy who cheated in the election. He used the rules and the laws against us and enriched himself in many ways. What would it have been had he not been able to enrich himself? What would his number be then? I don't know. Well, all I can tell you is I'm not unhappy about this news. Zuckerberg, as I said, spent $400 million thwarting our election. And now, let me say this before I even get into anything else about the subject. I truly hope that Facebook's value, the next time they do it, he loses another, whatever that percentage point, $19 billion over $57.7. That is a lot of money. So if whatever that percentage is, if he loses that again in the next year when they start reevaluating, I will be a pig in slop. I'm going to follow to see if Zuckerberg gets trapped. I predicted it, and I keep coming back to that because I want people to never forget that I can read some of these tea leaves and I know what's going to happen. I told you guys, Facebook would suffer, and it's going to suffer mightily. Neither I nor you can, I mean, collectively we can. We can impact the stock value of Facebook. But it's difficult. It's an institutional player, solid foundation, making a lot of money, and I could go on. So we've got limited control, but we can determine where we put our efforts. And just for the record, I think this is the reason why you're watching CNN revamp with Chris Light coming on board and saying, look, we're getting away from this opinionated, pig-headedness of the left, and we're going to start delivering straight news. And I think it's going to work for CNN. I put my my resume over there. I'd love to do a show with CNN under Chris Light. But I'm not going to do one on woke companies. I'm sick of it. You should be sick of it as well. And Facebook, who should have been under massive scrutiny for Section 230, and a host of other things that they've done that are illegal, and they walk around like Hillary Clinton. Free as a bird, nobody trying to take their ball and go home. They participate with Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, if I said Zuckerberg was coming to an event here, I could fill seats instantaneously. There is a morbid curiosity about these guys, but what I will say is this. There is a cost to leftism when you're using your own money. And understand, that amount of money that we're talking about, that is a killer. I said this before when Facebook took its first hit. I said, let Zuckerberg at one point the guy was worth well over $100 billion. Well over. Then it was down to $76.8 billion. He was number three on the list. Now it's down to $57.7 billion. What if the next move is into the $30 billions? You think maybe he'll start to rethink things a little bit? Meanwhile, let's contrast that with Elon Musk, who we haven't spoken about in a while. Elon Musk is now currently in Iran deploying Starlink satellites so Iranians can communicate with one another. That's number one. Now, I mean, this is the guy that put Twitter on notice to say, you've been lying to the public about your influence. You've been going after conservatives, and they still are. And he's got them on notice. Where's that lawsuit, by the way? These people were suing Elon Musk. Oh, he can't back out. He's backed out. By the way, he's backed out of a $44 billion deal. What if the next time Zuckerberg drops in value, Zuckerberg is not worth the money that Elon Musk was going to spend to buy that junk Twitter? Let me ask you, who would you be putting your money on right now? A guy who's deploying Starlink satellites all over the world that are faster than broadband, the guy who sends up spaceships to deploy those satellites and he does it successfully, the guy who essentially owns the EV market. Oh, it's going to take, people are going to take a bite out of it, but he's way ahead. And you know what his deal is? He's saying, go ahead, make as many of those cars as you want. I'm so far ahead in battery technology, you go do what you want to do. And he has the financial wherewithal to make sure any of those companies remain successful. Not that they aren't already on their own now. And he managed to get a private-public partnership with the government to fund all of it. That's genius. Nothing short of genius. Meanwhile, what's Zuckerberg doing? He's got a social media site that's losing market share every single day. What's Twitter doing? They have a social media site that's losing market every single day. Every single day, new competition is striking up that's going to make these guys, they're going to have a much more difficult time. And all around them, the signs are there to say, abandon leftism. Abandon it. Leave it with a quickness. I love watching this. I can hardly wait for next year to see what these numbers are. And I hope the same fate awaits Sergey Brin and Larry Page of Google and any of these other leftists who cheated, who conspired in the big cheat that got us Joe Biden as a fake president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talked earlier about the border issue, the call for the Democrats to have young girls and women come to America, the siren call of, oh, you know, the freedom and everything that was supposed to exist here. By the way, leftists who hate the country but still tell people, come here, you know, you can have opportunity and all that. Opportunity, pardon me, opportunity for what? To get 72 cents for every dollar that a man gets? What, to get brutalized by police? Stepped on by capitalism? You know, the Democrats want to sell us as the greatest country in the world. They decry everything that we stand for. And then they just invite in more people. Come on in! Human traffickers is what they are. Now, I used to say it nicely. I'd say, you know what, when you take a country's best resource, we talk about robbing Africa all the time. Oh, they took their diamonds and their gold and their platinum and whatever else. You know what they don't take from Africa? They don't take the people. Because that resource is underdeveloped. So they take the next best thing. The best resource of your country is its people. Particularly the American people. Because we are ingenious to an amazing level. So I ask people this all the time. Who's going to make the trek thousands of miles away and say, I'd rather go chase opportunity there than here? You want to know who it is? Most of the time, it is your best and brightest. It is your most hardy. It is your most adventurous. When we do the siren call of come to America, it's not some lazy dude that goes, man, whatever happens in El Salvador, man, I'm just stuck here. There's nothing I can do. It's the guy that goes, you know what? If America's going to give me a chance, I'm going to go. And they come. They trek thousands of miles in the worst conditions. I mean, I don't care if you got nice clothes and a good pair of tennis shoes. If you're going to go walk over 1,000 miles, I better save some cancer for some victims or something, because I'm not going to do it. It would have to be somebody I really care about for me to walk 1,000 miles. I drove 1,000 miles one time for a woman. You know who you are, woman. And I got about 200 miles in and he was even going, you know what? This is a long way. It's a true story. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Love who you guys are, what you do, how you help us. I really do. You guys are amazing. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're following our work, we are really giving you some good stuff. And the guys that are going to do Backstage Club, we are about to expand and do some really cool stuff. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about Americans for Real Change, ARC, and how we partnered that with TKJN and Seeking Educational Excellence. And we're co-sponsoring events and doing some really clever, fun stuff. And how we're bringing to the attention not issues like the Second Amendment. You know, look, we can talk about guns. We want to keep our guns, man. I don't want to tell you about to keep your guns. I want to tell you what a gun did to save a young woman's life, or to stop her from being raped, or to stop to help some young parent take care of his or her family, to help a store owner protect his property. I want to give you the real life stories of what guns do each and every day, many, many more times than they do bad things doing of good things. If we're going to make it about the gun, let's make it about the gun. Let's tell you where the gun has jumped up and did the right thing. And I tell you, when we have a gun rally, you're going to leave, no matter how hard you are about second, you don't need no 15 rifles or guns or whatever. You're going to leave going, I'm going to go get me a gun. That's the stuff I want to produce. I want to produce movies that mean something. I want to produce events that leave people going, gasping, going, oh, man, that was so good. That's what I want. Anyway, let's get back to this human trafficking story. Here's the clip. It's hard to believe.
Valley woman is behind bars tonight, accused of running a smuggling ring.
It all started last night when somebody called police saying they were being held hostage. Officers went to check out a home near El Mirage Road in Thunderbird and say they found up to 100 people were held there for up to 6 months at a time, each paying up to $15,000 in smuggling fees. 24-year-old Tanya Estudio Hernandez appeared in court just a short time ago where the judge set her bail.
I am setting a secured appearance bond in the amount of $35,000.
Hernandez is facing several charges tonight, including kidnapping.
Tanya would be a Democrat if she could vote. Probably does vote. Probably votes for the Democrats. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They say she's made... They say she earned $8 million in the first half of the year. smuggling human beings. When they found her, they said hundreds of illegals in the house. I don't know whether there was 100, because I think the report said 100. But she had to have smuggled hundreds, because at $15,000 a pop, that's what? $1.5 million per 100 illegals. That's a lot of dough. She makes 5 trips, and she's in good shape. $7.5 million. And again, they said that was just for the first 6 months. Here's what they have reads. Tanya Estudillo Hernandez, age 24, allegedly smuggled between 80 and 100 migrants a month into the country for 6 months. So let's use the lesser number, 80. Okay? 80 at $15,000 is $1.2 million per month for 6 months before she finally got arrested. And I'm going to tell you, they pull her over. She jumps out of the car, starts running. Two other coyote banditos got away. And you think it's over? You think Tanya Estudillo Hernandez is the only one doing this? How many of these houses do you think exist in the Phoenix area? This girl's living large, and Democrats condone it. They love it. They love the fact that she's out there, you know, making moves. In fact, I'm surprised they haven't given her an award somewhere during the Emmys or the Oscars or the Tony celebration and talk about how great Tanya Estudillo Hernandez is as a young Hispanic woman who's only wanting her, you know, her way in the sun and here in the United States. And she was brought over here by her parents at the age of 2, and she's a dreamer. She's a dreamer. Well, yeah. But she finally got arrested. He says she was busted during a traffic stop while transporting a Guatemalan national. Authorities were tipped off to the scheme when they received the report of a person being held for ransom. So here again, Democrats doing what they do. They hold you for ransom. They say, hey, come on over. $15,000, that's nothing, man. You have all kinds of opportunity in America. I tell you what, you come over here. So they come here, and they go, aha, I got you. And then they what do they do with the decent, good-looking women? They make them sex traffickers. The other guys, they hold them hostage until they can get the family. You ready for this? You ready? Think about it. Yep, send them more money. Send more money. We have Ruben. Ruben is here. We want to let him go, but we need more money. Can you come up with another $5,000? They said she managed and directed the operation. I love this part, though. They always do this. A subsequent search of the home recovered a semi-automatic rifle, meaning a rifle, 2 handguns, ammunition, ledgers that indicated human smuggling, and other evidence. So they got to give you the count of the rifles and stuff, because this is not a bust unless there's some, you know, some booty involved revolving a gun control, right? They got it. Oh, look at this. Whoa. Now, it's not bad enough that they're human trafficking, they're smuggling people over, and Mark Kelly, the senator in the state of Arizona, is telling them, why are people coming here meddling with all our stuff? Leave us alone. Let us run our illegal human trafficking stuff, and just leave us alone. I'd run commercial. Every time we busted something like this, I would pin this on Mark Kelly. I've got an event with Blake Masters on Friday. I'm sorry, on Thursday. And I'm absolutely positively going to drive this point home. I'm sick of Democrats trying to take the high road on this stuff, when in fact we need to be calling them out routinely on their inhumane treatment of illegals.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.